I've been running a lot lately. Behind our house in LA, we have this mountain, and I'll run to the top of the mountain. It's like a trail. It's dirt. And I'll pray. It's about 5 miles, and so it takes about an hour. And I'm just in prayer, and there's been moments where I've just fallen onto my hands and knees, and I'll just, you know, just be praying and worshiping. And I've been asking God to really go through my life right now and just kind of work through just everything, all of it. And what was interesting is that in my life, I've always held on to this one thing, which is ironically what we're talking about today is acting. And I was always able to go in prayer and say, you know, God, I want to give you this, and I offer my life, my love to my wife, my kids, all these things. But my acting, like, let me hold on to this one thing. I had these dreams and I had these goals. And what I've come to realize was that I replaced acting with sort of like a false idol. You know, I kind of idolized it in a way. When I was 17, I prayed. I had this prayer. I remember really vividly where I was, the time of year. It was about September, my junior year in high school. And I said, Lord, I want to know. And everything was, man, high school was awesome. It was the best. It was like one of those moments. It was like, it was great. And I was acting. I was leading all the plays. And
sure.
I had this really pretty girlfriend, and I was doing, school was great, everything, grades were awesome, so everything was great, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, and I used to pray like every day. I mean, it was one of those things where they called me Jesus freak my freshman year, because I went to a boarding school, by the way, so I lived at the school, and I had these posters on my dorm room wall, you know, the cross on my wall, kids used to make fun of it, right?
Sure.
But, which also led to some amazing stories about faith and my faith, but randomly, I did this thing where I said, God, I want to know if this is you or if this is me. And I'm not going to pray for 6 months. I'm just going to take a break. And effectively, my pride sort of made me break up with God. It was this weird, and I just literally was, my soul was crushed with repentance about a month ago on the trail. Because I was praying, kind of, God showed me this moment in my life, and he showed it to me with fresh eyes, and I was like, wow. Like, I had so much pride and arrogance that I thought that I could do, and when, you know, when you stop and you humble yourself, I don't care what you do for a living, but if you're an actor, you know, you're appealing to people, that's nothing I had to do anything with. That's a God gift. I can act. That has nothing to do with anything I have ever done. That's a God gift.
Right.
I've met people who've been able to open up doors for me. That has nothing to do with my time and place. That is all God designing and arranging a plan for me. Us talking about it right now. This is God. You know, like, so, and when you start to peel back the layers, when you start to really look at what it means to be a person of faith, to be a Christian, it really means that every breath you take and every step you make has already been ordained and has already been, you know, like God has us,
yep.
You know? And so then it becomes the question of, well, do we let God in? Do we say, God, I'm going to hand over this. I'm going to give it all to you. Or do we hold on to stuff? Do we have it? We have free will. And that was the gift, you know, that's what we've been given. So we have a choice.